Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Really got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by...
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
tuned TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, September 11, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Ray, good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday, halfway through the week. We made it, and everything is still looking super fantastic. I can tell you guys that right now. All right, Ray, before we break it out, did you send out anything? Any updates?
Well, you know, I did put an update or two in chat last night, but I didn't send it out because I didn't want to disturb folks and interrupt their peaceful evenings. So, but those are just two little blurbs. We had some information about some bank sources having meetings yesterday at the close of business. And I also posted that there was an impromptu session with some government sources yesterday. We don't know what that's going to yield just yet, but anything is better than nothing.
All right. Then let's start with that, guys. News is really good. Banks did have a meeting last night. Always late as 11 o'clock last night, they were still meeting. Bankers are excited about the meeting. They are still anticipating something this week. Everybody is anticipating something this week. So, government agency Ray is referring to, Treasury had a meeting yesterday. They were excited about their meeting. So, what does it mean to us? We should know sometime this week. It is. Everything is really, really good. Really good. So, Texas is still doing their training. I already talked to them this morning. They're training. They're supposed to be finished their training tomorrow. They told them they are going to complete their training. So, with that, I mean, I would surmise that nothing's going to happen until tomorrow. If it's going to happen... Because they told them they will complete their training. And I know for a fact that some of the people in the training are from the exchange locations. So, yeah, we can get that out the way right now. But, hey, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are great days to be alive. Came out the meeting, they're still saying the rates are there. They're great rates, so they're still right there where we want them to be. In Iraq, they are having meetings. They're posting things on TV. They're still posting on the big billboards about the lower dinars and the coins. They're saying it's going to happen. It was all on the news yesterday. It's all on the news today. They're actually in a meeting having discussions, and they said when they come out of the meeting, they would notify the people of when to expect the coins and the lower dinars. Supposedly when they come out of these meetings, they're going to put out official notifications of when to expect the coins and the lower dinars. And yes, CIA, they're supposed to be out the meeting tomorrow. For she they're supposed to be out of the meeting tomorrow. So we wait that to see what happens. The only other crazy thing on television, which I loved, some people were worried about it, but I absolutely love it. They were talking about Mahdi being replaced by 30 September and that Maliki may be the new prime minister. So by 30 September, everybody said that's total chaos. That's crazy. I mean, we're going backwards, not forwards. What would that do to Iraq, the government, everything else? That's why I love it, because it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it makes everybody stop and think and say, okay, now they're not going to do this. Now we're going to have to wait. Now it's going to get started all over again. Now Maliki's going to do everything Iran wants, and none of that's actually going to happen, but they are putting it out there. But it makes everybody stop and pause. Well, say, why would they do that? And still announce on the same television and still promote the coins and the lower dinars and then tell them at the end of the session they're going to tell them when they're going to release them. That doesn't mean anything as far as I'm concerned. doesn't mean a thing. They want it to be confusion and chaos, and here it is. But other than that, guys, we are super fantastic. Ready and waiting. Oh, I will tell you guys our news on our a guy with SKR who we were talking about was getting his house. It is in escrow. They're just wiring the money. They already told him when it closes, we're going to wire the money straight to the account. No mortgage, no nothing. They're just giving him the money. He is doing some other private things. And actually, the bank is giving him money because they told him it's over. It's done. So here, we'll just give you the money. And that is what they are doing, which is a great thing because banks don't just give out money, not hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, unless they're absolutely sure they're getting ready to get it back. So it's a good day in Denar Lane. All right, Ray, did I forget anything?
Nope. Sounds good.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's see. Life be perfect. 1 second. The whole screen just went out on me. Now, what caused that? There we are. Okay. Life Be Perfect says, do you have an expected time frame, number one, from the exchanges, the Texas exchange, did you address that? And number two, for CBI to complete enough education of the citizens?
I think they have completed enough, but it's not going to stop. I mean, they're going to keep doing it. And once they have the coins and the lower denoms out, they're going to keep doing it. So now we're not waiting for it to stop at all. Once they're in their hands, they're going to keep blasting on TV. So, yeah, they've done enough. They know everybody has their cards now. Everybody can move. So it's ready to go. All right.
Number three, do you have an expected time frame from when the UST for firing the final RV starting gun?
No, I don't have a time frame from UST. They're going to give the time frame to the bank.
So Life Be Perfect finishes with this statement. Tony, like you and Ray, I craft my words. To use the words firing and gun with the Texas question would have confused those in Texas. Tony, we need Texas. Texas makes the rest of us look good. Save a child, tease a Texan.
Okay. She must be a female, but okay.
I see perfect. Save a child, tease a Texan.
God.
All right. Irish says, is there now a preference of which bank to go to? HSBC, Chase, or Wells Fargo? Or will we need to wait until we get the 800 numbers to know?
Yeah, everybody's going to have their own preference. So, no, there is no preference. I can tell you that the banks are going to be competitive. That's what I can tell you. And most people are going to probably go with the bank where they bank at right now because they have a relationship with that bank and try and see what deal they can get. But, no, I can't tell you one bank over the other. That wouldn't even be fair. Okay. Go ahead, Ray.
Jim and KC says, Monday, Danny in Dallas asked if the rates had gone up. You had quoted a bank source September 6th who said, they are here, they are higher than expected. You told Danny, quote, I will see if I can get an update on current rates right now. If you got an update, what were the new rates?
You know, I got an update last night. They said the rates are tremendous. Something that he loved the rates. So, let's see. Man, was that last week? Oh, same thing. $2 to $6 on the dong. The dinar, he said $3 to $4 with 2050 contract, which we already knew. Jim, 11 to 35. If you have a humanitarian project. It's supposed to be 1-to-1. He said up to $500 million, so I don't know. And the repeater 108. That's what we got. What I told you I was going to see right now, that's what he came back with. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Also, Jim says the Zimbabwe exchange debate is beyond frustrating. The people in Washington you are relying on to make sure we get treated fairly with the contract rates are much higher in the food chain than the banks and the committee guy. Surely they have contacts who can get the answer. Will you reach out to them for a definitive answer and tweet it to us?
No. Our committee guy has reached out to them, to people in Washington, and he was told that it's not going. Our treasury guy, who is in Washington, is telling us that it is going. So that is Washington saying it is. The banks are saying that it is. So it's no different than anything else. It's no different than what you see on TV every day, probably this morning, yesterday. The administration is in chaos, and nobody knows what the hell they're doing, or the right hand don't know what the left hand doing, because they're both there, they're both in D.C., they're both government agencies, and one says yes and one says no. And the banks are saying yes. So there you have it.
Okay, my moose says, I am very close to your age, Tony, and my body is slowing down. When I got into this about 10 years ago, I was ready and had some big plans. But after some injuries and time not being kind to me, I would like to know if you can give some suggestions on things to do for humanity and or the environment that would not take a lot from me. Something that would get me a good rate from the Zim and still help the world we live in. Otherwise, I will have to go with my original plan.
Well, you're almost my age and half the shape I'm in. Is that what you're saying? Because I can get up and move. And the reason is I smoke cigars, I drink alcohol, and I party. So I can move. That's my exercise. And go to the gym. That's what I suggest you do. Because as you get older and you sit around and do less or nothing, your body deteriorates. So you need to be moving, continue moving in order to stay healthy. That's out there for everybody. Get up in the morning. Quit sitting down watching television. Live life. Don't let life live you. As far as what to do, investments and things like that, that's all we've been talking about for the last 10 years, guys. Opportunities out there to make your money grow. And I've told you the things I'm interested in, 3D printing, resources, IPOs, especially marijuana companies. And I don't smoke marijuana, but I do know where money is going to be made at. So those, anything else that the bank is initiating, any IPOs that your bank is involved in, you should be trying to get in pre-IPO. Everybody can't get in there, but if you have the money, you have the person, pre-IPO. If I can't get in pre-IPO, I want to be one of the first ones in the day they go and make easy money, because I like to make easy money. I don't like long-term. Other than that, invest in your community, your surroundings, where you can see things grow and be a part of. There's going to be all kind of investment opportunities in every state, every city, every county where you can put your money to work along with the IMF project. So I'm sure we're going to talk about it right after this happens. People are going to have some live ones for us to work with. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
GTO... V725. May we ask? Oh, never mind. We covered that one already. That's the you did at the beginning. It's a bank deal. Okay. Mac 0929. Tony, isn't Texas looking like the smart bank now with their, quote, call me when it's done attitude? I know you don't know when it is going, but you used to hear when they have tried. Did you lose that contact? Are they being much quieter, or are you just protecting us from those ups and downs?
I do still hear when they try it, when it's ready to go. So they just haven't. And that's what's been frustrating for everybody. They've been told they were going to. They've been given a window of opportunity, but they haven't actually tried to put it through. Because before that time comes, so far something has changed every time. Now, is Texas looking smart? Yes, as far as the RV is happening. And you guys got to realize, first of all, this was started during President Bush's administration. So think about that for a minute. I'm going to try and tell you something without telling you. Where does President Bush live? Okay. Second of all, Iraq's second server for their CBI is located in Texas. Do I need to tell you where it's located and who controls it? So, third of all, seemed like they would have a little more insight than everybody else. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. But one thing about it, I guess we're not going without them, because it's going to be all at the same time. And that's why I've been telling you guys, I know what everybody's saying and why I've always been trying to look at the pieces of the puzzle or get the information from every state. And I try and wait until they're all on the same page, along with the government agencies that have to change their rates. And that's when I get excited. So I haven't got that information from everybody yet. As a matter of fact, I mean, we got it from the banks and theirs. So I just need little old Texas to say, okay, we're ready, which they're telling me they're not even going to be ready until noon tomorrow. Is the first opportunity they think they're going to be ready, because they're going to complete their training at that time. And I'll be notified if they go back on standby, if they go back in. We'll know right where we are, except for now you guys got me telling you and the whole world, and they might try and pull a fast one on us. But other than that, I have the global traders who were given memos earlier, but still didn't include Texas. Not ready to go. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. And they've been doing that. Where everybody else has been going in and out, Texas has always been the last ones to go. So in that respect, yes. Now, that's Texas' banking system. The banking system is different from people who live in Texas. So let's not confuse the two. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. H.O. Thacker says, will you please tweet any results announced from the Iraqi meeting today?
I don't think it's going to be announced until tomorrow, but yes, when we find out, we will absolutely do that.
Okay, let's go live. First caller, 916 area code.
Good morning, Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
10th degree.
Yeah, all right, great, great. Glad to hear it, guys. So, Tony, did you go and meet the guy yesterday downtown?
I absolutely did. I met him.
Okay.
We sat down at the cigar bar for a while. He brought me a bottle of wine. We talked about everything he wanted to talk about. It was a real good meeting. I'll tell you guys that he was He's a really nice guy. 86 years old. 86. I'm sure he said he was 86 years old.
Wow.
He drove down to meet me. And the only bad thing I can say about him is he likes Trump. But anyway, other than that, no, I was just joking. Anyway, I'm sure he's going to be on the call.
Don't be talking about our friend there, man. We've seen him on TV this morning.
Yes.
I wanted to turn it off, too, so, but anyway, no, I'm not going to go there.
No, we had a political discussion, is why I said that. He said, I know you don't like politics, but I really do. I actually get into politics, so I just probably don't want to have a back and forth on the call and everybody, you know, getting their feelings hurt. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like everything's coming together. I'm hoping and praying to do this week or this weekend, just like you guys. And I still look forward to meeting both of y'all. Other than that, guys, I don't have no question. So, but anyway, thanks for taking my call. I did get on number one again, Ray.
All right, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, have a good day. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. 865, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray, and hi, 916.
Hi.
Congratulations on the number one slot today. I have a couple of questions for you. Always intrigued with the little nuggets that you do share with us, both in terms of being posted in chat, Ray, as well as some of the comments, Tony, that you've just made. You're right. Your commentary about the meeting in Iraq coming out of the meeting, and you made it specified out of the meeting tomorrow. What I couldn't quite get, though, is whether or not they actually are in a meeting at this point, if they've already adjourned for today, would reconvene tomorrow, or is this one of those meetings? Because at this point, it's late evening in Iraq, and they have been known to do things late at night. Are you recognizing or suggesting that it could be something that goes just for another couple of hours, and then it adjourns, and it would already be tomorrow? Or
no. The meeting actually started yesterday during the holiday.
Okay.
Even though yesterday all banks were closed, all businesses were closed, everything was closed, the meeting started yesterday. It should supposedly be scheduled to end tomorrow.
Okay. But I guess what I'm trying to picture is a meeting in terms of as a conference, in which case they adjourn at a standard hour for going out to dinner and that sort of thing. Or is this one of those marathon meetings where it was started and they are in session and kept captive, as it were, until they get the job done, and then the meeting is adjourned? So they are actually meeting now.
I don't know the time frame. I do know it's supposed to be a 3-day session.
All right.
And they are discussing the release of the Lord Dinams, the coins, and what time and how to do it.
Okay.
So,
given that there is this meeting going on in Iraq, and simultaneous to this, there's the training session that you did allow it to come out that it's Texas time tomorrow, noonish time frame, that's adjourning. Are these two meetings trying to be synchronized so that when one adjourns, so does the other?
I can't say that is intentionally. May very well be. But I know the training in Texas has nothing to do with the Dinar or the RV.
Oh, now you're muddying the waters. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have to mull this one on that. So rather than just mulling in silence or whatever, I'll just say 10 days from whenever this is going to happen, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And all I can say is my hope is that TNT Pay It Forward project is going to be in September. That would sure be nice if it were to happen in that sequence there. And again, we appreciate it. And have yourself a great, great day. And thanks again for the nuggets.
Right.
Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Right. Yeah, I'll try. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Next up is 707 area code.
you are.
Good morning, Ray.
Greetings.
Thank you. And thank you, Tony. I want to say you are the most gracious host I've ever had. Thank you.
All right.
Ray, I just have a question for you. Do you think you will continue to do your trust seminars anytime soon, or do you have any plans for that?
Actually, we have three planned just in the last couple of days. Dallas, Texas,
oh, really?
Indianapolis, Indiana, and New Carrollton, Maryland. Of course, we could interrupt all of that, though. So.
Yeah, well, I realize that. That's why I asked it the way I did. That it, you know,
no,
it
you said after the RV, will you continue doing it?
Oh, you mean no. After? Nope.
Yeah.
There'll be about four or five after the RV, and then it'll be pack all that up and move on to some other activities.
Oh, okay. Then the other question that goes along with that is, you know, I presume that after the RV occurs, that there will be some time. In other words, I could just put my money in an account and leave it until I can do that, so I don't know what I'm doing when I get involved with doing the trust with my attorney. So
yes,
I think time would be in my favor on that.
Yes, it would.
I don't have to be at rush into it. In other words.
Correct.
So, Ray, last night when I was meeting with him, he asked about this, and I said, I don't know why, but for years, Ray has been telling me he's still going to do trust classes after the RV. I don't know why he would do that, but that's what he's been telling me. So,
not the same ones.
Oh, okay.
See, all what I've been doing is introductory, and sooner or later, we're going to have a class of people that are going to want hands-on educational information. See, they're not ready for hands-on yet, so we've just been doing introductory stuff. Then we move to the next level, and then we'll do hands-on.
Oh,
that's where I fit, and I'll do both.
Okay.
Let me know.
So let me ask you a question. How old are you?
Yeah. 86.
How old are you? Okay, I want to make sure I got it right. Yeah. 86.
Yeah, you did.
You're telling my tell somebody,
you
like, are
you
sure?
Got...
Oh, that's what he said.
What? Well, that's the reason I brought my walker with me. But the one thing that you misquoted is, if I gave the impression that I like Trump, I'm not sure I do. I just think he's probably a better president than most of us see and hear of. So I think even people I don't like do a good job.
Okay. Yes, give credit where credit is due in those circumstances. But, okay.
Yes, and thanks, Tony. I just so much was in honor of your graciousness, and you're one of the best hosts I've ever had. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
That's all I have.
Take care, sir. All righty.
All right. Thank you, sir.
360 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings.
Good morning, sir.
If I sound a little bit foggy, it's because I didn't get off work until 7 this morning, so I'm a little bit fuzzy, but I wanted to be woken up for the call, and thank goodness I did. And I'm really pleased to hear about yesterday, Tony, and you meeting with that gentleman, because he's only 15 years older than me, or almost 15 years older than me. And so I think it's the older you get, the more you got in common with the people that are older. How you feel about stuff?
Is that right?
I think you, so.
You mean your bones start to hurt the same way? Your knees don't bend quite as much. You got aches and pains.
I used to know the answer to that, but I forgot it. So that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I'm hoping that I can fire myself from the job that I'm doing right now, and that I can join G-Man from PA in knowing that I was fired from a job because I wasn't needed. And so that's my goal at this point. And I never really thought my goal would be to get fired. But I'll be doing the firing of myself, and so that's how it sits. I guess the kind of the remaining question that sits in my mind is that we can pretty much dispel the idea that all we have to really say is that we're there to do an exchange of our currency, and the letters aren't going to be critical in that. It's just I have Vietnamese dong, I have Iraqi dinar, I have Indonesian rupiah, I have Zim. I just want to exchange. And if we keep it simple like that, we're good?
Yeah, I don't think you got to say IQ in, IQ D. Now, they said that you should say it, but I think by the time we do this, everybody that walks in there, they're going to know the purpose and know what they came for. And you say, I want the contract rate. They're going to know what has the contract rate to it. Now, better safe than sorry. You want to say that, then just say IQN, VNN, you know, and that. But I'm here to change my currency. And if he say which currency you have, Vietnamese dong, just that. If he don't give out the rate that we know or say, oh, no, you got the wrong one. I want the other one with these rates. That's all. You should know what your rate is going in, especially if you're part of TNT.
Well, I'm just going to say right now, I'm looking forward to Friday's call because I plan on being more awake then. But quite frankly, I'm hoping there isn't a call Friday. But I'm
me
always,
too.
So, gentlemen, have a great day, and I look forward to that special tweet that we get that says, "Pay attention, and here's the number." So, have a great day, both of you.
All right, sir. Thank you. 610 G-Man, PA. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to Tony. How are you guys?
Good morning, sir. I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
All right. I am doing super fantastic. And if I may, I'd just like to take a moment and reflect on this date back to 2001 and send out prayers to those friends and family who lost loved ones in the towers that were hit back on 2001 in New York. Prayers to those family members and condolences and thank yous to the first responders, all of whom who put their lives on the line to save others. So thank you for that. And ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic. You'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you,
all
gentlemen.
Right, thank you, sir.
Make it a dynamite day.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
423 area code, you are on.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm
Hi,
not going to ask you how you're doing because I know you're doing fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree and super fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple of questions. When you say they're having that meeting in Iraq, it's supposed to last 3 days to discuss the deleting of the zeros and the coins. That says to me that they couldn't have ever been ready before the meeting happened. They had to have this meeting to make things happen. Does that say that to you? I mean, how could they not already have that decision made? Why do they have to have a meeting to discuss it if it was supposed to happen all those times, but yet it didn't? Can you help me with that?
Well, I don't know that they had to have any of these meetings. I think they've educated them enough. And I've said in the past, I think they're just stalling, waiting for whatever day they're waiting for to get here in order to do it, or whatever else is over there. So, again, having meetings, making it public, exactly what it's about, again, to me, is informing your people that they're about ready to do it, but throwing people off base from when exactly it's going to happen. When each social media telling them after the meeting, they're going to tell them when they're going to release the coins, when they're going to release the lower denoms. I'm saying that doesn't make sense to me. So
right.
If you come out of a meeting on Thursday and you say, hey, we're going to do the coins on Saturday and the lower denoms, and Saturday we're going to change the rate, and it's Thursday, and I know my money's going to buy 10 times more than it did on Saturday than it does Thursday, then I'm not spending a dime until Saturday because I'm
right.
giving away hundreds of dollars as far as I'm concerned. Why would I do that? I wouldn't. But what country can go Thursday, Friday, Saturday until they do it with no economy because nobody's buying anything? There's no money moving, nothing. What country could survive 3 days like that? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why they're not going to tell people the exact day and moment they're going to do this, because everybody would stop spending money. Everybody would stop trading with Iraq. Everybody would stop importing things because, wait, my money's going to go 10 times further if I just wait 48 hours to order it. So that's never really going to happen, even though that's what they're saying. I don't ever foresee that happening.
Right, right. Well, I would think that they would be getting some kind of reaction from the people if they're making an announcement that Maliki is going to be reinstated as the prime minister. I mean, I thought they'd already gone through stopping him so he couldn't leave the country and all that stuff. And now that he would be, they're saying that? Why would they say that? Why?
Okay, because I said for confusion, to stop people, slow them down. They've already said they tried to indict him. They already said they got all these files against him. And, yes, they already restricted him to the country. They already tried to keep him out of government. So why let him now be the prime minister all again? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Wow. That poor people over there, I mean, how confusing that is. I mean, I can understand trying to confuse them. But with that little bit, I just would think there would be some riots happening because nobody would want to be under his rule again, you know.
Well, it just simply says that there is a push for that, not that it's going to happen. You know,
yeah.
We have pushes for people to get elected, too. It doesn't happen. And, you know, we don't really get upset until after the fact. Oh, you mean you really did it? Now we're mad. So no sense in bragging about something that they're not even sure they're going to do. They just put it out on the news and on the article. That's all.
Right, right. Well, Tony, I think you coined the phrase, who does that make sense to?
That's right.
Because you say that over so many different situations. But what I'm wondering is, I can remember years ago when this thing was about to happen and people were bringing all the banker people in and making them sit there and taking their phones away. And then the bankers got really frustrated and said, we're not going to do that anymore. We'll just say they have to be an hour, be able to be at the bank in an hour. So I cannot figure out why people are at the bank for a month and haven't been able to go home. Why are they doing that?
You know, that's what he was saying yesterday. I said his wife was upset. He ain't been home in over a month. They're upset. They've been sleeping in hotels, eating restaurant food. But that's what they're doing. So I can't tell you why they're doing it.
How does that make sense to?
It doesn't, except for the government is paying them. Now, Chase, Wells Fargo, all of them, they got paid when it's happening. So these banks, it may be their first time. They're saying, hey, we're getting paid regardless because it's in the contract now. I don't know why they're doing it. All I can tell you is being done. It doesn't make sense to anybody.
It seems to be cruel or something. I just think I like the plan they went back to would just be where you could be at the bank in an hour. But, I mean, calling people back from their vacations, making them go in there, give up their cell phones, and it just seems – silly to me. It just doesn't make any sense. But, and especially, I mean, if we only know 30%, do they know more than 30%? Seems like they're always wrong, too. You know?
They are. And I don't know what they know, but I would hope so since they're controlling all the money. But who knows?
Oh, I know it. Okay. That's all I want to say. And I got to say one thing since you brought it up, since you mentioned it, I love President Trump. And I pray for him every day. And I totally respect him. So I just want to say that. I don't want to get into any political discussion. But I just want to say I really love him. I'm glad he's our president. So that's that. You guys have a great day. I'm hoping this week. And we're celebrating soon.
I do not judge people by their choices, just so you all know that. Everybody win. Everybody can make their own choice. I do not judge by choices. Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you have one too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Ray.
Technically, you did not bring it up. You were just making a reference as a joke towards the 709 caller. So it wasn't brought up as a topic of discussion. So for anyone else that may be thinking they want to just say something, it wasn't brought up. 719,
okay.
You are on.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is my first time on the call. I'm so excited. I'm glad to meet both of you, Tony and Ray. And I have
a couple questions.
What's that?
I said you too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I have two questions. The first one is about exchanging in Canada. I know you have said you don't have much information, but I wondered what you do have. I have family in Canada that I have gifted dinar to, and I just wondered if there's any suggestions that I can give them.
I don't think it's going to be any different than what we're doing, what we've heard so far. They're going to dial the 800 number, go to the bank, and go through the exact same procedures that we are.
Okay, then how are they going to get the 800 number? That's what I don't get.
They're listening to TNT. So I don't know how everybody else is going to get it, but those that are TNT members are going to get it from us.
I didn't even think about the fact that they could probably do that. All right. I wondered if I would be able to ask when I call my 800 number, if they would be able to tell me that. Is that
possible or not?
I don't know, but nothing beats a failure but a try. Ask him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. My other question is about open mic. I have tried a number of times to get on, and I never am able to. Ray, are you able to tell me how to do that?
So somebody gave you the number and you still can't get on?
Well, I have a number, but I try it, and all I get is a recording saying that the person doing this call has not gotten on the line, and I just keep hanging on, and then pretty soon they say, call back later.
Okay. So do you have the schedule? What times are you calling in?
Just whenever I get a text from you. I mean, a tweet.
Oh, okay. Well, then that means we're on.
Yeah.
Get back with whoever gave you the number. Maybe they gave you the wrong one.
Well, I didn't get it from anybody. I thought I got it from online somewhere with you guys. But I'm not on the forum. I mean, I'm not a member of it. So I just have not known where to find out any other information.
Well, it's not posted anywhere because the call can only hold 1,000 people. So that's why we don't openly advertise it. But one tells one tells one, and it grows that way. But so then you may not have ever had it in the first place if you got it from, you found it posted somewhere. Because normally that number is not published or posted anywhere.
Actually, let me see. It's not a number that's on the tweet. Is that correct?
No, it is not.
I can't remember where I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I have to keep searching.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. 303 area code. You're on.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to ask a question, but I wanted to get there kind of in a roundabout way. And was wondering if you have you heard any of the Mark Z stuff?
Okay.
I know you may laugh, but for the first time, I kind of had an aha moment in some of the things. You know, if this Michael Cottrell is really one of the four original horsemen or whatever, and you know, the premise is that he wrote a thesis on how everybody in the world was stealing from, well, or how the United States, or not the cabal, was stealing from everybody. And so that's why they put him as the leader to put in the codes to make the global reset happen, right?
Good.
And I finally see, you know, and what he's suggesting is that in the global reset, they're just going to take all the debt and take it to zero. And I started looking at that, and he didn't say it specifically, but, you know, I've called in a number of times, and I've always had a problem with how do you give value to the dinar, because there's just too much of it, and there's not enough cash flow in needed goods in Iraq to, you know, to be able to handle, you know, I mean, you've always said, well, there's going to be a bunch of speculation in a lot of people that can hold dinar and will want dinar. But I think it's, you know, kind of like the game of the cakewalk, you know, or musical chairs, that there's just too many playing or not enough people playing, you know, kind of the opposite thing. But so anyway, you know, my problem with this whole thing has always been, well, there just isn't enough demand for the dinar unless they get rid of the petrodollar. And so Michael Cottrell's thing is that, you know, when you go to a reset and everything gets zeroed out, then people holding foreign currency in a country, you know, like we hold dinar and dong and zim and everything. And so we'll go to the bank and get new dollars. And they'll take the old currency we have and burn it, right? And then that'll be backed by gold from China that wasn't part of the original Bretton Woods agreement that created the mess we have today. And so if you know, so that finally gives us an option that will destroy the dinar we have and give us new gold-backed dollars. And that finally is a method that would allow us to, you know, to be able to be sitting outside.
Let me ask you a question, because you're not asking a question. You're trying to explain your theory of why this will work and why it won't work. So why is our government going to take dinar and burn it up and then give us dollars for it? What does that do for our government?
Well, you know, if the whole world has gotten together and signed a gold treaty that says this is what we're going to do, and you know, and part of it is that they're going to pay Cottrell back, and they were going to pay back, you know, the other guy, Wanta or whatever, that, you know, has all these judgments against the cabal, basically. And so, you know, it's a matter of if they're going to do what they have to by what the World Bank has determined and what the rest of the world has agreed to, that everybody that wants to be in the new marketplace is going to go to gold back, then everybody has to go into an exchange, and we start by taking all the debt back to zero. And
that was the whole purpose of the GCR, and we knew that 10 years ago. They were restarting our global economy, okay? And they had a system and formula to do that. Part of that formula, and they've had it for 50 years, but they're using the dinar to do it now because they saw an opportunity. The U.S. still has a deal with the dinar, with Iraq, to use that currency to buy oil for the next 30 years. So why are they burning it up?
Well, they're gonna burn up because it doesn't matter what cash we hold, right? But everybody's cash gets converted into, you know, goes from the old system, right, and goes into the new gold-backed system. So it doesn't matter what cash you have. It's just that it's in the old system, and we have dinar, so they're gonna use, you know, whatever rate is determined. And Cottrell says that the reason that the Chinese signed off on it is because, like a lot of things, like the Zim, that was, you know, a theft to the people, that, you know, the Chinese basically have said, okay,
let me ask you a question then, so we can cut through all this. You believe Cottrell, and now it makes the fact that the dinar is going to revalue, it now makes sense. Is that what you're saying?
Right, and so...
No,
yeah.
Okay. No, this is what makes sense.
That's all we need to know.
Hold up, Tony.
All right.
This is what makes sense. This is what makes sense, Tony. He came on July 10th, 2019 with this same stuff. So, next.
Okay.
I thought that voice was familiar. Just had to look back through the transcripts. And,
yeah, I'm already getting 443 right here telling me that Ray is going to cut him off in a minute. So they just wait to see how long it was going to take. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it took me a minute looking back through the archives. Yeah. 443, Erico, you're on. 443, you're on. You change your mind? Okay. 678, you're on. Six, seven, eight, can you come?
Is that me?
That is
yes,
you,
sir.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Ray. I just have a quick question.
Good morning.
Okay. I had it for about a couple of years, two, maybe three, and I got it from an online auction. Any chance you know when they're going to be taking, or if they're going to take the German mark?
I have no idea. It's not on our list.
So it won't be in none of the baskets?
I'm just saying it's not on the list that I have. I can't tell you what it's going to be or when it's going to be. It's just not on the list that I have.
Okay. And last question.
Not on the first basket.
Again?
They're not on the first basket, and that's all we're really addressing.
Okay. And another question is, dung. Is there different types of dung? Because I ran across one that says 500 with a tiger on it, but it's different from the dung that I've been getting.
You mean do they have 5, 10, 50 million, 10 million different currencies?
Well, I'm not sure if it was 500,000 or just 500. I just saw it say dong and it has a tiger on it.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is. But any of that, you can always Google Vietnamese dong 500 note and see exactly what it looks like and see if it matches the one you have.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right. You too.
Okay. 817 area code. You are on.
That's me.
That's you.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Hey,
greetings.
Got a couple questions for you. The first one is, Tony, do you already have the numbers and you just can't give them out yet?
No, and nobody else has them either.
Okay, perfect.
So I answered that question from the idiot on Monday who told you guys he had the 800 numbers, because no, he doesn't. But go ahead.
Well, okay. The other thing is, what do you think, looking from $25,000 view, what do you think the drop dead date on this thing is? I mean, do you think that this could go out to 2020?
I'm hoping it doesn't. Now, it's Iraq, and anything's possible, and, you know, I don't even know what Trump's going to say tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, in Syria tomorrow or in Russia, and any excuse that they could use to stop this. Again, I know it's not scheduled to go to 2020. I know it is scheduled once again for sometime during this month, and they're going to try to get it out. But like every other time, something has happened. Like the there's some noise in the background, Ray. What is that?
Somebody
else talking.
No, the other lines are closed. It must be on his end.
Yeah, it was okay. On my end. Sorry about that, guys. Is that better?
Yeah. I know that, like, you know, the lady was just saying, well, they're just having a meeting now, then they've never been ready to do this. They've always been ready to do it. They just come up with new things. Well, now let's do this, or let's do that. We're this close, or now let's talk about it in the middle, because what other reason could they have for people not getting it done when they've told them for the last 2 months they were going to do it? When they've gone around and got, they said 90% of the people have the cards, so it could happen instantly. They really don't have to put the lower denoms out, but they are. They put the lower denoms in the ATMs, and they're in the banks, and when they make the announcement, they're going to be able to go and get the change. So they're just adding things on. We just need a time to get to that date, wherever it is they want to get. But what I don't think is you do all of this, tell everybody, and get it to the end of September and say, oh, yeah, we're going to do it in January, but all the coins are out there, and now you slowed your economy down for the next 90 days because everybody's trying to save as much as they can and let it convert over so they'll be rich in January. That's something I don't see happening.
Okay. Now, my next question, you know, I've been listening to this for, I've been in this going on 5 years and been listening to you guys for a year. And we keep, you keep talking about the U.S. Treasury, keep talking about the CBI, we keep talking about Iraq. And my main question is, who's really making the call on this thing? Because if Iraq's ready to go and the lower denoms are coming out, the coins are coming out, but yet the Treasury, sounds to me like the Treasury's stepping in and putting the brakes on things, because of corruption, which I know is probably happening. Who's gonna pull the trigger on this thing? I mean, do you know? Is it a joint?
No, I know Iraq is. Well, it is. I tell you, the service here in the U.S. is in Houston. So if both of them don't go through, it's not going to go through. And that's why the U.S. has always had the power and authority to do that. But we established that way back when. That was the purpose of putting the CBI server over here and controlling it. So I don't know. I'll probably tell you guys that 10 years ago when it was first occurring. So that's why every time the Iraq has tried it, the U.S. has stopped it, because we've had the power to stop it. And the church has had the power to stop it from happening. Now, supposedly the IMF released them from everything, said that they're now in control of their own currency and do what they want. And they've decided there's some benefits or of somewhere they didn't do it, or they're finishing up this last piece. I don't think there's any one person in the world that's going to determine when the global grief set occurs. There is a committee of people that are going to do that, and they have veto power for whatever reason. So once they're all on the same page, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, which we'll say we're getting close to, is going to go. Us sitting around trying to figure out, you know, is Trump holding up the entire world? Is Christine Lagarde holding up the entire world? Is Mahdi holding up the entire world? Because global economies are going to benefit from this. And there's not one person, I think, who has that superpower right there. It's a committee of people in a group. So.
Well, you know how that goes. With committees of people, there's always going to be disagreements, and there's always going to be corruption. And, you know, you wonder when everybody's going to be in a good place to be able to throw the switch on this thing. And it seems like that nobody can be in an agreement, kind of like our government and the way things are now. It's like nobody can agree upon anything. And that's the only thing that really bothers me about this whole deal is, you know, the rich keep getting richer and us blue collar workers keep doing what we got to do to stay afloat, you know? So,
I know, but let me ask you this. How are you going to feel about that after the RV?
Well, it's got to come first.
Okay.
It's got to happen. It's got to happen first. You know what I'm saying? It's got to happen. I mean, you know, I've still got things that I want to do and help people and things of that nature and you know, humanitarian things of that nature. So, you know, I've got my goals set on what I want to do. But, you know, there's agendas by all governments, and it's really, some of these things are really tough to swallow, you know, even in our own country with the dissension and everybody. And I don't want to get into politics. That's not why I'm calling. But, you know, just
I agree with you
guys. I appreciate the information. Ray, I've got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
On the gifting letters, do you feel or do you think there's going to be any tax one way or the other on the gifting letters? So if we gift the dong before it revaluates and we've got the gift letter and affidavit, do you feel that there's going to be any tax on that once the reevaluation happens and those folks go in that we gift to and do their exchange?
You're giving them the currency?
Yeah, gifting them the currency with a gift letter, and which I've already done. And
if the exchange is not taxable for us, it won't be for them either. They're just going in to exchange currency. Doesn't matter how they received it.
Okay, then I won't be taxed as giving them that gift either, right? With the gifting letter.
No, not over $15,000. You shouldn't be taxed.
Okay. Well, I know that lifetime wise, I checked with an accountant, and you can give as a couple up to $10 million within a lifetime, and not be taxed. Okay, so
okay.
That's kind of somebody that's something for everybody to understand too. So if you're married, you can gift up to $10 million, I believe it may be a little over that, and not have to pay a gift tax on it. That's for a lifetime, and I'm hoping that may change and go even higher once this thing takes off. So anyhow, guys, I appreciate it, and we looking Tony. One last question. How percentage wise, how do you feel about this weekend?
I feel good about this whole week because see, it could go at any moment. I mean, everybody's ready again. You know, coming out of the bank meetings last night, it was all positive. They were all happy and exciting over there. It's the same thing. You're saying after this meeting ends tomorrow, they're supposed to publicly say when they're going to do it, which, again, doesn't make sense to me. But we'll see if they do it. Okay?
I had one other thing real quick. The $2 to $6 rate on the $2 to $6 rate. If we go in and ask for the contract rate, will we be able to negotiate that rate from $2 to $6? Do you feel?
No, I feel they're saying the rate is supposed to come out at $2.20, not the 47 cents, and the contract rate is supposed to be $6. Is what they're saying now. It could be just the opposite because before it was coming out at 47 and the contract rate was $2. Now they're saying it's coming out at 2.20 and the contract rate is $6. So we'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
For what you do. Take care. All right.
All right.
All right.
To the back of the island. Yeah. We'll probably buy a station.
954, you're on.
All the way to the Bahamas, man, really?
954.
I don't want them nowhere around me.
Okay, let's go. They going to the Bahamas, and we still sitting here.
And I know a lot of fishing people who are really, really nice.
Okay.
Godly.
Still, another conversation.
They going to the Bahamas.
I like her nerves. Have another conversation on our call, talking to somebody else. 972, Danny. You better not be in another conversation.
What was that? Was that your
statement? I missed it. Hey, he said you better not be having another conversation while we waiting to talk to you. But how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Did that happen before, earlier?
Just then.
Well, right before you.
Just before you.
Okay. All right. Well, I do have some distractions, but I want to tell you a bank story. This is the first bank story I have to report, and it's been a while. My mama, ED doctor, pay attention. My mother said, Danny, do I need to get an account at Wells Fargo? I said, Mom, we can do it after we get the 800 number, just before we go to the appointment. But if you want to, go ahead. So last Friday, she went here in a little town close to us and asked if she could open up an account. A young man took her back to his desk, asked her what she wanted. I need to open up a savings account, she said. And he said, well, good. How can we help you? What is this for? And she said, well, I've made an investment, and I think it's going to happen pretty soon. But with that statement, he said, when do you think it's going to happen? And she looked at him mournfully and said, I really don't know. And then he said, well, what's the nature? And, of course, she didn't want to tell him because this is not something that she's wanting to make big news to everybody. But she finally said, it's about the Iraqi dinar. Do you know anything about it? And he's back in his chair. Now, this is a junior type guy there. He's not old enough to be there very long. He said, well, I'm familiar with it. And he went to his computer, and he got to a screen he wanted, and then he turned it around. And he said, it says at this point that it's worth 83 cents, but it's not authorized to release yet. And so that was more information than she had ever gotten. And as she told it to me, I said, Mama, that's some of the best news that I have heard. Now, I hear this stuff all the time, but you're my mom. Mama, you wouldn't lie to me. She's got a big old grin on her face. But I reminded her I reminded her that we spent about a 1/12 of a penny per dinar. And now it takes 12 pennies to 12 dinar to make a penny, and now they're saying there's 83 pennies there. So, Mama, that's good math. And she got a big old grin on her face. So that's my bank story, and the best one I've ever had. I actually got the guy's card, and I'm going to go by and visit him this afternoon to just because I have a few more things I'd like to ask, see if I can pry anything out of him. But that was very encouraging to me, and so I thought I'd pass that on to you guys. Now, my question, I always have a question. Tony.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned rates again, and I appreciate your discretion. You have not emphasized that they're significantly higher, and we talked about that last time. I'm not going to try to pry that out of you. But if this is significantly higher, and so much so that you say some people may put their kids on eBay, I've got 6 kids, and they're all willing to participate in this. If you should change your mind and want to tell me some of those crazy rates, you could even address it that way. You could say, this is crazy rate, but I wanted you to hear about it, TNT group. And then that would kind of dismiss any of that fallback back on you, you know? You know what I mean?
Okay, Danny.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this just for you. Just for you, Danny. I'm going to do this. All right? So, somehow or another, and it makes absolutely no sense to me at all. I'm telling each and every one of you right now, it makes no sense to me at all.
I think that's a disclaimer.
I wouldn't share it.
I'm getting a message on my microphone.
That's not going to change.
I even got a text there, Tony, you better not.
Don't do it.
Oh, man. See, Danny,
I thought I remember telling him the needs of the many outweigh the desires of the few. Many can't handle that information.
I'm just being selfish. He put that disclaimer on it, saying how ridiculous it is, surely that will count for something. Go ahead, Tony.
No.
I was getting ready to tell you.
You just take yourself
to self. I got a text, and I got Ray both saying don't do it.
This is how we handle selfish people.
All right. You got anything
else? Your lesson for anybody else that wants to be selfish.
You cut him off?
Danny's no longer with us.
All right.
He can still hear, though, if you want to say something to him before we close up.
No, that's right. I'll talk to you next time, Danny, I guess. All right.
All right, sir. Now, he's in the doghouse in case he doesn't know it, so he's still listening. He's not on the call.
Sure, he's from Texas. They're familiar with dog houses in Texas. So.
I'll be down there on the 29th. I'm sure I'll probably see him.
Going to Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a little get-together down there on the 29th, hang out with some of the folks. I guess we'll let Danny hang out with us. I don't know. We'll have to see now. He's... Anyway, let's wrap this one up. It's hump day.
Oh, we're done? All right. Okay, guys. Well, you got all the good news because I gave it to you. Nothing has changed. We're still sitting there. The banks are ready to go. They had their meeting last night. Treasury had a meeting last night over in Iraq. They're currently having a 3-day session where they said they will let their people know when the coins and lower denoms are coming out. That should be over with tomorrow. So it's a Thursday, but it should be a good info day. So we'll try and post it in the forum, send it out to you as we get it. If not, I'll see you Friday. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Mike. We're going to wrap this one up. Anything exciting develops, we will let you know. And it's possible that something exciting could develop between now and Friday. You never know. But if it does, we'll let you know. And if it doesn't, we will speak with you again on Friday with our regularly scheduled call. Keep believing. We do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You're gonna give it to Jesus.
In the morning.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer
it's
being
done.
Recorded.
It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just awaiting. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.